This is Let's Talk Horses on the RFD Radio Network. I'm Jason Vance. Joining us again today is Gene Stewart, a horse trainer and judge. Last time we talked about ranch riding and ranch horse classes. Today we're going to expand on that and talk a little bit about some of the classes that are offered at horse shows as far as ranch classes are concerned. Gene, what are some of the classes that are classified as ranch classes at horse shows?
At most horse shows, as far as breed association goes, the ranch riding is a class that is being offered, as well as I know some breed associations in the near future are going to have the ranch trail, plus adding a rail class aspect to this. At many of your regular ranch associations, the gamut is large. We have classes from conformation clear to the working cow horse, the ranch cutting, the ranch roping, and many different aspects of working cattle as far as classes go. Plus, in those ranch associations, you'll have the reining and the ranch reining and rail classes as well as the trail.
As far as what those classes entail, give us a few more details about the different classes and what they require.
In the conformation, we want a horse that is a well-balanced, adequately muscled individual with great structural correctness. We want that horse that is going to be used on the ranch and be able to hold up to a ranch life. Moving to, say, the rail classes that are in the ranch horse shows, you'll walk and trot them and extend the lope and extend the trot. We want to see a horse that is ground covering but moves balanced across the ground, that is a comfort to ride and a very well-broke individual that we're going to be able to ride all day.
Now, you also talked about some of the classes that deal with working cattle or roping. That's, I'm sure, a little bit different. Kind of talk to us a little bit about how these ranch classes of those things differ from the other versions.
In a lot of your associations, you'll have the ranch reining, let's say, for instance. You know, we want a horse that is responsive and is quick-footed like we do a regular reiner, but maybe that doesn't have to go down and slide 30 or 40 feet and really stop hard, but has a nice soft stop that is getting in the ground good, plus a turnaround that is very adequate and very responsive. The circles, you know, they don't have to be as blazing of speed as some of our reiners are today. It can be a horse that is more responsive as far as looking through the bridle and going forward and just changing speeds at an adequate pace. As far as like our cattle stuff is concerned, you know, in a lot of your ranch associations, we have the ranch cutting, which is, you know, a deal where we actually work one cow. We separate one cow out of a herd of 15 to 30 head of cattle. We work that cow for an adequate amount of time, showing responsiveness in front of that cow, those horses, and being able to take that horse down to a pen and actually pin that cow at the other end of the arena. It's very similar to a QHA or Appaloosa or Paints. It gives them another place to go show as well. We want those horses to be a lot like the horses that are at those NRCHA classes, and that's what we're mostly seeing.
Which, if someone is interested in getting into ranch classes and ranch riding, what advice do you have for people who really have an interest in this?
You know, just find somebody in your local area that is a responsible individual that you trust, and you know, talk to them, and if they're in the ranch horse business at all, as far as going and showing them, they're going to be able to lead you in the right direction. There's so many different classes. We talked a little bit about the rail classes and conformation classes. Don't think you have to go chase a cow the first time you go to a ranch horse show. You can get involved and build up to that. And I think it's a great thing for the industry, because we're building those riders to become responsible riders, as far as they don't just jump into those certain events really quickly. They can build themselves up to the cow working classes and give themselves a place to go to and challenge them.
Well, Gene, thank you so much for joining us.
You bet. Thank you.
That's Gene Stewart, a horse trainer and judge. He's been our guest on Let's Talk Horses on the RFD Radio Network. Thank you so much for listening, and please tune in next time for another edition of Let's Talk Horses.